I mean, I think the really jaw-dropping thing about this story is just the sheer volume, you know? Like, we're talking about potentially 100,000 satellites or more in the sky within a decade as part of these internet networks. So, I mean, we currently have about 7,000 satellites in orbit at the moment, so that's a massive increase. And I think the other thing that's sort of alarming is actually the sheer speed with which it's all started happening. So it's only in the last few years that they've started talking about putting these satellites up there and then launching them. So we've kind of not really had time to think about what it means to have so much stuff in the sky.
And Amalia, is there an overseer? Does someone keep an eye on all this? I mean, that's a hell of a lot of machinery floating around us, eh?
Yeah. So there is the International Telecommunications Union. So that has to approve every satellite that goes into orbit. And that's really important because we need to know what's up there and where it is so that we can avoid dangerous collisions. But, I mean, this authority appears to be giving a lot of approvals. So I don't think that we've approached the upper limit yet.
And the other side of it is, of course, is we all just take it for granted, really, don't we? As long as your streaming service works and the internet's fast, I dare say it's something none of us have ever thought about.
I think so. I mean, I don't think any of us are ever fully aware of kind of what's coursing through the sky overhead and how it's affecting our lives. I mean, I definitely wasn't until I started researching for this story. And, you know, we can't understate the benefit of having this global satellite internet. But we also can't understate the benefit of science and astronomy, which is going to be probably hampered by these constellations. So, yeah, it's difficult.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because we put 100,000 satellites, which are ripping around the Earth's orbit. Will it affect the stars and the sunshine and all those sorts of things?
It won't affect us. It won't affect the way that we see the sky with the naked eye. I mean, you occasionally will see one streaking overhead, but that's, you know, kind of cool. What it does affect is astronomy. So both optical and radio astronomy can be really affected by these constellations of satellites. And that's a lot of scientific research with a lot of money going into it and a lot of stuff that we really want to know about the universe that could potentially be hampered by these sheer volumes of satellites just all over the sky.
And one thing I read with great interest, Elon Musk, which is a name we all know these days, he's talking about, what, a full-on internet that's all via satellite.
Yeah, so this Starlink network will have apparently global coverage. I mean, he said that it'll be able to connect anyone anywhere to the internet except for the polar regions by August. I mean, who knows? But that's what it says. So it's a really powerful thing, right? I mean, that's going to connect people who are in remote areas, you know, more disparate. It could be quite a good equalizer. You know, let's not kind of underplay the value of that, but it is interesting. It's such a big change from what we currently have.
The other thing too, of course, is, I mean, one satellite that I know about is one where graziers can keep an eye on their herds here in Australia. There must be 1,000 other ideas for satellites that they're going to zip up there into the orbit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most satellites are for communication purposes, but then you've got a lot as well that are for, you know, Earth observation, like the ones that graziers would use. Mm-hmm. And then you've got satellites for navigation and positioning. You've got satellites for space science. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that you can do with them.
And once upon a time, Amalia, you know, you drive under a set of overhead power lines and that would put static through the radio. If you have all those satellites out there, did anyone say anything about problems with so much electrical force and whatnot?
Well, one of the things that these satellites do is interfere with radio astronomy because they are, you know, they're sending out radio waves. If you're a radio telescope and you're scanning the sky for radio signals from, I don't know, distant quasars or something, and one of these satellites or 1,000 of these satellites are overhead, they're going to be interfering with your observations. One thing that I think it's actually quite important to note is that, you know, the astronomical community and the satellite internet providers are actually working together. It's not a war, but it is this conundrum because you've got this global service on the one hand that could really positively impact people's lives. And then on the other hand, you've got this scientific endeavour that's explaining the universe and our place in it. And that's valuable and important to all of us too.